My recent posts have focused on understanding shopper and associate interactions. One of the nice things about interaction measurement from our perspective is that it's entirely native to people measurement. There's no integration required. I've always had mixed feelings about data integrations. People fear doing them, and not without some cause, but it's also kind of frustrating. As a programmer, I feel like most integrations are simple, so it's not usually a big deal to integrate data. But as an analyst, I know that every data source comes with its own rich set of quirks, data quality problems, and peculiarities. And with most integrations, those are unexplored territory. Our people measurement data has a ton of quirks and peculiarities, but for us, those are familiar territory. They're the known unknowns. For most integrations, we have to worry about the unknown unknowns. All of which is a long introduction to the topic of the single most common and important integration into people measurement data, point of sale data. It's an integration I've talked about before, but it's worth diving into again because it's central to any retail analytics system and because the state of the art in POS and POS integration is a bit of a moving target. I'm going to break this series up into the following component parts. First, I'll explore why POS integration is so important and some of the key analytics that it supports. I'll also explain why not having it can cause issues, because sometimes it's the questions you can't answer that paralyze analytics. Next, I'll cover the different levels of POS integration. Depending on how you do checkout and how comfortable you are moving transactional data around, you can integrate POS at the most detailed levels or at higher, more aggregated levels. Either way, you'll find that the biggest challenge is mapping product to section for analytic purposes. It's important to understand what questions you can answer with each level of detail and what the extra work involved in going to the transactional level detail really is. We'll also take a look at some of the challenges of modern POS, distributed checkout, self-checkout, and even automated friction-free checkout. Two of these are fairly straightforward, one isn't. After that, I'll talk a little about the quirks in POS data that we know of, especially when it comes to integrating well with behavioral data. I'll also cover the technical and business steps in an integration so you have a good sense of what the process involves and how much effort it takes. And finally, I'll revisit the key analytics around POS and talk a little bit about the roadmap for using POS data, where it makes sense to start, and what the ultimate in analytics can be. I hope that sounds interesting. It's a pretty extensive roadmap. Stay tuned next week as I dive into the whys of POS integration. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Angel with the Measurement Minute.